It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, we'll talk to a young rapper from Milwaukee who's trying to spread a positive message about creating peace and building community.
First, two Republicans are circulating a new proposal that would prohibit some local governments from issuing photo ID cards. Critics say the bill attacks local control, but supporters say it's necessary to prevent fraud and confusion. Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee are working together to create local photo ID cards geared toward homeless people, undocumented immigrants, runaway teens, and others who might have trouble getting identification.
Joe Sanfilippo joins us now. He's a Republican state representative for the 15th Assembly District and one of the lawmakers sponsoring this proposal. Representative Sanfilippo, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, a tricky point that confused me at first, and I want to separate out right now, your legislation would do two different things. One thing for counties and towns when it comes to these local IDs, another thing for cities and villages. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. So what the bill does is it says that if a city or a village wants to issue a local ID, it lays groundwork under which that can happen. So some of the critics have been saying that, you know, we're trampling on local control because we're stopping these local IDs from being issued, but that's not true. Under our legislation, a city or a village has the ability to issue an ID. But what we're saying is the county government cannot participate in that program, and we do that for a matter of just stopping redundancy. As you know, county government is just another branch of state government. The state already issues ID cards, and it follows state regulations as well as federal regulations when it does so. So if you let the county participate in this card process that, for example, they want to do here down in the city of Milwaukee, I represent part of West Dallas, which is in Milwaukee County. Well, if the city of Milwaukee wants to issue ID cards, why should my constituents in West Dallas help pick up the tab because the city of Milwaukee was able to talk a few supervisors on the Milwaukee County Board into splitting the tab in order to do that? So what we're saying is the county shouldn't do it because it would be redundant. The state already issues IDs, but if the local municipalities want to do it, the bill lays out a framework on which the local municipalities can do this on their own if they so choose.
And then let's tackle that point. If a city or a village wants to do this independently under this law of a county, what guidelines would this law give them?
So basically what we're saying in the bill is that anything you would need a state-issued ID for when it comes to getting any type of public assistance or for voting or registering to voting, you can't use the local ID for that. You would have to have a state ID. And it's important to point out that this is consistent with what the proponents of the bill want to do. They are saying that they're not issuing these ID cards on a local level for anything other than being able to, you know, get prescriptions and bank accounts and do things locally. But they have refused to say what their intent is in the bill. When opponents have asked them, well, then just put in your bill what your own intent is, they refuse to do that. So there are no laws on the books right now that say whether local ID cards are or are not legal. So what we're doing is introducing these rules now to say to the local government, if you want to put those ID cards out, you can, no problem, but here's the guidelines under which you need to put them in, and here's what the cards can be used for.
And a voter ID has been a big issue in Wisconsin for quite a while. Legislation passed some years ago will actually be in effect for elections this year, it looks like. Was that one of your worries, that these local IDs might create some form of confusion at polling stations?
Well, right. And you know, if the city of Milwaukee issues an ID card, people could be confused and think that they can take that ID card and go to the poll and vote. Well, they can't. So our legislation says that it needs to clearly state on that local ID card that it's not being, you know, not to be used for voting. And again, this is consistent with what the city officials and county officials who want to issue these local cards say that they intend these IDs for. But when they were asked in their public hearings to amend their bill to include that on there, they refused to do it. So we feel that it's incumbent upon us to make sure that there's no confusion. The last thing you want to do is have an eligible voter go to the poll thinking that they can use this local issue ID for voting and being turned away and find out that they can't.
Talking to Representative Joe Sanfilippo about the idea of local governments issuing their own photo IDs. A new bill that he's co-sponsoring would put limits on that, would keep counties from being involved in it, and would create guidelines for cities and villages doing that. This is an issue now. Milwaukee, the city of, and the county of are working together on a plan along these lines. Representative Sanfilippo, we mentioned, of course, that effort in Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. Supporters, as you mentioned, say, hey, this would help people get things like library cards, prescriptions, maybe bank accounts. These are people in many cases who would have difficulty, they say, getting state IDs, maybe homeless people, maybe undocumented immigrants. These wouldn't let them vote, clearly. So what's wrong with those being issued and with counties being involved in issuing them?
Well, again, I think that where the reason Senator Wangard and I drew the line at the county is, again, county government is a part of state government. The state government already issues ID cards, and it does so under the guise of both state statute and federal regulation. So if the county is going to issue a local ID card that's in addition to the state ID card, it's repetitive and redundant and a waste of taxpayer money. And again, I think this issue is better handled at the municipal level. And I'll just say, as I said before, why should my constituents in the city of West Allis help pay for ID cards that the city of Milwaukee wants to issue? You know, if West Allis thinks that ID cards are important for citizens that live within the city of West Allis, they have every right and ability to issue their own municipal ID cards, but that should be done at the local municipal level and not countywide.
But again, the case being made in that Milwaukee County and Milwaukee City cases, this isn't redundant with state ID. These are people who, in some cases, can't get that ID, and in some cases would find it very difficult to do so. It does different things than the state ID, again, not for state benefits, not for voting. So is it really redundant then?
Well, it's redundant in a way that there's a reason why the people that they want to give these local ID cards to can't get them, and that's because they violated federal law and they're not able to otherwise obtain an ID card legally. So what the local city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are trying to do is subvert federal regulation and state statutes and issue these what can be confusing ID cards on their own. So again, we don't prevent them from doing that at a local level. But what we're saying is if you're going to subvert federal law, you can't then participate in all of the federally backed programs such as public assistance. And if you're going to subvert state statute, then you can't ignore all of the other requirements when a state-issued ID is required, like voting, for example. And so all we're doing is safeguarding the system from fraud and abuse, but also from confusion.
We'll leave it there for now. We'll watch this one as it progresses. Representative Sanfilippo, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Joe Sanfilippo, Republican state representative for the 15th Assembly District. He was with us to talk about a proposal he's circulating to limit local photo ID cards.